Did you ever have something like syrup that was really thick, thicker than syrup?
Molasses?
Mm-hmm.
A sorghum? No. You make that out of something else.
Oh, is it?
You don't make that. Well, you know, molasses comes from refining sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, refining sugar that's you. Now, Mama said that when she was a child growing up, she was born in 1872.
Mm-hmm.
That her father, the last cooking of syrup, he would cook it down to sugar. And it would have the molasses mixed in with the sugar, but that was what they sweetened things with.
Yeah.
In the South, after the war, people lived very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that was during that time. And she said that was all the sugar they had, said that he would buy, maybe 2 pounds at Christmas so that her mother could make one cake that didn't have this molasses taste to it, see?
Uh-huh.
And that was the... But the molasses, that was molasses that was left in that sugar that made it brown, that mm-hmm. dark brown. But they had no way of refining it, of getting it out.
Tell me more about what it was like.
You don't want to record all this mess.
No, really, go ahead.
Well, all right, my father was born in 1862.
Uh-huh.
And, he said that after the war was over, you know, the Northerners came south, punished the Southerners for causing the war, which was not true.
Mm-hmm.
There was much that bothers anybody else. And you tell Mr. whatever his name that too. They had a hard time living.
Uh-huh.
And he said that they, everybody in the whole community would bring, if they had a hog, if they had a cow, if they had a goat, or whatever they had, to one central place, and the place they took it to was to his father's. They would butcher all of that stuff together. And it was his mother's job then to give, after the meat was all cured,
mm-hmm.
to see that everybody had some. And they would take the lard and the tallow and mix it up together. And to see that everybody had a fat, you know, grease
mm-hmm.
to cook,
yeah.
you know,
to cook
with. And it didn't matter. Maybe this man could put in 10 cows and 20 hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And all this one could put in was 2 goats.
Yeah.
Still, they divided it. And it was the black people and the white. It wasn't just the white people.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do that in order to survive. And that went on, well, all the time that he was a child. He did not remember the war because he was born in 1862, but he did remember what a hard time they had after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And something else, as long as he lived, we cooked cornbread at our house 3 times a day. The reason we cooked it was because that was the only bread they had when he was a child. And he learned to like it better than anything else. You see, wheat will not grow in this area, in this climate.
Yeah.
And you had to eat what was provided, you had to eat what you could grow.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing else. You grew your own meat. They would, and we did this too. I can remember them doing it. They would butcher cows and they would dry the meat. You'd salt it,
mm-hmm.
but then you'd put it out in the sun and you'd cut it in fairly small pieces.